Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Everyone else in Boston, you guys will have me back. I plan on re-signing here next year.
And I want to hear about Kyrie staying in Boston. He ain't staying in Boston. Stop that nonsense. He's out.
I can just see a world in which he goes to the Phoenix Suns.
It's safer to assume he goes to New York, especially now.
You know what everybody's saying, Kyrie? They're saying now you're going to go back to LeBron.
Kyrie has become to be more open to joining the Lakers.
Brooklyn, their dream is to pair AD with Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving's heading to New York City.
God, this is madness.
I plan on re-signing here next year.
Liar! Confess!
New England Patriots still need some more cap space, and there's still a player on that roster who's headed into the last year of his deal.
What's up, guys?
Tom Brady, who plans to play until the year 2068, so he's got a lot of time left. Now that Julian Edelman is taken care of.
Like Johnny Cash said, you gotta die some.
Right now.
That's what happens when you're a gangster.
Oh, please.
And you live life on
You've
the edge.
You've never been a gangster.
This is true.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We got a signing. We got a signing. This fresh signing just in.
A new one?
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. Usually when you get a signing, there'll always be like the Eovaldi signing. Remember that? And there was a yin and a yang. Some people are sitting there going, okay, I love him. He was great.
Yeah,
he was a hero
yeah.
in the postseason. Others are sitting there going, wait a minute. Hold on. You're going to pay him that type of
They'll
money?
They'll just keep spending and spending. It'll have no effect on his roster.
That guy.
No, just
that
keep doing
guy.
It.
I'm screaming and yelling.
He was very upset
and
about that.
The
so
same
far,
thing,
he's right, by the way.
Right. The same thing with, well, he hasn't pitched. He's right.
I don't care about the last time he played.
Then you had the Chris Sale signing, and people love Chris Sale. On the other hand, is he dependable, and you're paying him how much? Is there anybody that's going to bitch about the fact that 33 years old, Julian Edelman, at the tail end of his career here, he's teeing off on the 17th, are now locked up through 2021.
No.
Two-year, $18 million extension, $12 million guarantee. This is unusual for the Patriots.
Let's just keep it real. $12
million
they got.
$12 million. You get $12 million.
Yeah.
You know what this is? Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Sure.
Thank you for your service.
And the thank you is...
You've been underpaid.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the $8 million signing bonus. So of the new money, 12 is guaranteed. So here's $8 million this year. And then you see Tommy Curran had a two base salaries of $1 million this year. Added years would be 3.3 next year and 2.8 in 21. Yeah, they're not giving this guy $10 million a year. They gave him an $8 million signing bonus and said, thank you very much.
That's it.
And added a couple more years in case they wanted to keep him around.
Right.
So it's a two-year deal, right? This year and next.
That's it.
Year three and 21, I don't know if he'll be here.
And we all know what's going to happen here. Brady is going to redo his deal. Maybe he already is. Maybe
they have to, don't they?
Maybe they can't, right now, because they need the money.
So love you, buddy.
They have to open up some cap room. But maybe some of the people that are speculating that they can't do anything until August, maybe that's for real. Maybe they can't. Maybe they can't announce it. But it's all tied in. Isn't it all tied in?
See, it's funny, because I look at that signing, and congratulations, because he was one of the most underpaid football players.
No question.
Forget about wide receivers. He was one of the most underpaid football players in the NFL based on not only what he meant to the team, but everything that he accomplished.
Well, based on position, too, and he's never made
but
a Pro Bowl because he's a slot receiver, and there isn't great value out there in the league for slot
receivers.
To me,
receivers. It's like, oh, slot receiver, X, Z, whatever. Okay, how good are you? How productive are you? How important are you for us? He was very valuable. But I would say this, when I look at him, I'm like, he's now the poster child for any other football player on that team that wants to either get paid, is going to hold out. This is the Patriot way. People say, what's the Patriot way? Here's a guy that paid his dues, that was underpaid, that was overused, that wasn't given the respect, because the only way you can get respect is money. They didn't give it to him. They actually forced him to go out and look for more money. He couldn't find it. He came back with his tail between his legs. He played. He became an MVP. And finally, after all these years, they finally threw him a bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're doing.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
What is this? What do you have to go through? So the Patriots, this is what they do, though, by the way, right? So you go out there and listen, you know, there's guys that that we reward. We reward our own. We reward the guys that do it the right way.
But man, do you have to be patient and to wait for a long period of time because it's happened to other guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But most guys, they don't want to wait. And I don't blame them because who would have thought that Elvin would have been able to accomplish what he's accomplished? And the only way he's getting this bone, as we call it, is because of what he was able to accomplish in the postseason. His postseason numbers just alone are incredible.
Think there was any pushing on the other side?
Whose side? Edelman's side?
I
would say yes.
Probably had the agent.
About time.
Remember we talked about before the Gronk announcement, and it was like, dude, he's making, like, he's got 1 year left at $2 million base. He might be able to make 3.5. You got to be kidding me. You know, we don't know at the time if Gronk was coming back, but the minute Gronk announced his retirement, it was like, hello, you're Julian Edelman? What are you going to... And remember saying, should he hold out? I absolutely thought he should have. At that point, I should be like, okay, listen, I'm not showing up next year unless you give me a little bit more money. Gronk is gone. You got nobody else out here. I'm the only one you're throwing the football to. Good luck with just the running backs. And you're going to, on my last year of my deal, I'm going to make $2.5 million?
Christian, yeah,
but it goes to this. But hey, message to all you soon-to-be free agents, guys that you think
$8 million is cute for Jules.
It's just,
I'm looking for 15 a year.
Does it not stand out to you that is basically in order to get what you want? So now the Patriots have more proof that if you do it the right way, we will reward you. Now, we can't tell you when that time will come.
No, we'll throw you something.
We will throw you something.
We'll throw you something.
We can't tell you, and we can't tell you how much.
We'll throw you something.
Right? But something's going to be thrown your way because it's happened to others in the past. But I would say he's the exception. He's not the rule.
Yeah, but you already said it. The problem he had is there's very little value for what he does outside of the Patriots organization, which I don't get, but it's the case. So he already tried as a free agent to go out there and get the money. He couldn't get the money. Flowers was able to go elsewhere. There was leverage out there. He didn't have it.
Well, at the time, no, he did it. And I would say he's not. Now he comes with, and I don't know, we'd have to go back and look where he was in his career, but now he comes with this unbelievable resume. Clutch receiver, playmaker, great teammate. Go through the list. It's everything that you want, right? Respects the game, works his ass off.
Angel!
Listen, the guy blew his knee out a couple years ago. Last year was his first year back. What do you think? I mean, he looks stronger and better now than he ever did. So it's just funny when I see it, you know, you're in that locker room and not everybody's Trey Flowers. That's a dime a dozen. He hit it right, huge, in a valuable position. Yep. It just so happens that his old coach is one of the guys that needed him. Yep. And he had both of his old coaches needed him.
Yeah, there's a few guys.
So he was lucky that way.
No, I agree with you. They threw him a bone, right? That's what they did. Because, it's like you said,
you did the right thing. It's like a gangster. Hey, you know what? You never ratted on your friends. Here's 100.
So we all expect like Brady to redo his deal, correct? At some point.
It's going
to
happen.
Now, according to Miguel salary cap, which he has that figure, it was at $5.1 million before the Julian Edelman signing. So I don't know if that cap goes up. It wasn't all that much this year, I don't believe.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So they need some space. The other guy would be Devin McCourty, wouldn't it? On his final year of his deal? The difference with Devin McCourty is that I think this is it. This is last year. The difference is he's making $9 million this year. But that cap hits 13.4. So do you throw him a bone now? I know it's a $9 million base. That's a lot of cash.
Well, here's the difference.
But you tack on two more years to him to get that $13 million this year down.
Yeah, but you're doing yourself a favor by doing that.
So you're giving
yourself cap relief. I don't think that's what they're doing with Edelman. They're not getting themselves any cap relief out of this
deal. Maybe privately he was bitching, threatening to hold out.
Edelman?
Maybe.
Why are you trying to ruin the moment?
No, but
he wasn't at the beginning of OTAs, was he?
Well, they were just working out at that point.
Was he there?
He was not. No, right. He was
you
not
sure?
there. No, yes, I'm
lifting
positive.
Weights. He was not there.
No, he was.
Was
not.
He there yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Huh, interesting.
So, do you think that was part of it?
No, yeah. I don't think so. I'm not. Not. I say not necessarily.
Funny how he shows up when he gets his money.
Not necessarily, but I don't know. I don't know that part.
What I'm saying is, I hope privately.
Yeah.
He did. Like, hold out a little bit, or at least give him a little bit of something, because it's ridiculous how much they count on this guy and rely on this guy, and he had 1 year left at $2 million base. ridiculous. So I hope he did do something about it.
But again, here's the thing, though.
But McCourty's different. He's making nine. He can't go in there and say, I'm underpaid.
Yeah, but he's giving something back because they could look at it and say, we need some cap relief. Let's say they want to go for McCoy. They want to go for Ndamukong. So they're going to need some money here because they don't have enough to get those guys. So that's where you get some money. You get some relief off the cap. For Edelman, it's a total different story. His agent should have been bitching. He's worth a lot more money. And it's obvious right now they did throw him a bone.
But you know how bitching looks for an agent who has a player that is due a big sum of money with the Patriots?
Come on. Please.
I was wondering. You have a minute? Hold on. Can I come in? I was wondering if it wasn't too much to ask, like, you know, his numbers
please,
are through
sir.
The roof.
Some porridge,
another
please.
Cup of soup, sir.
Please.
Sir, I'm starving, sir. I'm your MVP, sir. She did not reward me for good behavior, sir.
What? I'm sorry.
No, wrong, bad timing, sir. I'll come back. And then you walk out, like, backwards, you know, like.
Here's where it looks bad. And that's why I think the 100% of the public, once we get to the phone calls, you'll hear it. 100% of the people are going to be supportive of this. Nobody's going to bitch and say, he's 33. What are they doing? You know, nobody's going to do it.
Julian Edelman.
Because we see the money that they've doled out to other players or they've attempted to dole out to other players. That's why I can't believe they're talking, and I keep on reading it, and I saw it again this morning, that they're talking with Minnesota about a Rudolph. Why? Why would you pay Rudolph $7.65 million? Why? The Bill's going to wait, I would think, until they cut him, and then he's going to get him on the cheap. But The Edelman deal, there's nobody that can complain about this. But they finally did something.
He was overdue. He was underpaid. I mean, which is crazy because he just did things the right way, right? He did it our way. And if you do things the right way, and if you're patient, and if you overperform and are underpaid, eventually we're going to pay you.
Well, going back to what Lou said, he might have been bitching all along. We don't know.
Should have.
Privately, he could be behind the scenes going, oh, yeah, okay, that guy's getting how much? What did I just do today?
Wait, let's not pretend.
Right. Wouldn't Harry make more money than him? If he was on that old contract, he would be making more money than your starter.
Julian Edelman is a human being. We all know that. I mean, obviously, he's going to sit there and bitch. It's not just all Patriot way.
Wow, we're going human being now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, zip it, Patriot way. Do what they tell you, whatever. The guy's sitting there, one of the best postseason performers. He won another Super Bowl. People are talking about him in the Hall of Fame because of what he's accomplished. He had 1 year left in his deal. I don't even care. Even if it was $5 million a year, he had 1 year left. Guys, what are you doing? This is it?
Nothing more important
than this. But
I'm just saying, you don't think he's sitting there and his agent's like, hey, are we going to do an extension?
Sir,
Forget about more money.
I'd like another year, sir.
But, I mean, he's got 1 year left in his deal.
Do we have a biscuit?
So, I mean, he's obviously going to be pitching. But you're right. That's what his agent said. Right. Come on, please.
Yeah, but the thing is, Lou, he could bitch all he wants. The problem he would have is if he played out next year, And he survived. He was healthy all year long. There's nobody that's going to be fighting for 34-year-old Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, I mean, they gave in to this one mainly because I think they said we owe it to the guy. Right?
So,
and they don't usually do this. You could say they're cheap. Would that be fair to say, Mr. Former Patriot
frugal.
Employee?
Frugal. Yeah. All right. So I got a name for when we come back. I got another name. So here's what happens when you're a
Patriot. I want some more.
Yes, Jules. Get to the back of the line. Here's what happens during the Patriots. So anytime somebody is cut, who's a veteran, who's made a bunch of money, no matter how much cap space they have or whether it's even possible, their name comes up as being a future potential Patriot. Why? Because guys go ring chasing. That's the word. I got a name for you that everyone now is looking at that thinks and assumes that he's going to be a Patriot. That's your key.
Oh, boy.
That's your key. Now, you're not. Hey, well, we're going to sell some soap. We'll be right back.
We'll find out who Christian's talking about. Eventually, we will sell some soap. This will be good. Don't go away, everybody.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEE.
Julian Edelman is now the seventh wide receiver to get that honor. Well-deserved, extraordinary performance, not just last night, but his performance in postseason has been simply off the charts. I think he has 115 postseason career receptions, which is, I believe, second to a guy named Jerry Rice, which is a pretty good company. Julian, congratulations. Come on up and get your trophy.
Isn't that cute? A little commissioner there.
There you go.
Get your trophy.
You did a good job, son. Here you go.
That a boy.
Don't let the door hit you on the butt.
Robert right. Kraft, come on up and get your suspension. Here we go.
Everybody
come
get on, something
everybody
today.
Get something. Here's the problem that, and we talked about this before because people brought it up, based on his postseason performance, how was he not a candidate for Hall of Fame? Well, don't you actually have to be a Pro Bowler at least once in your career before you
yes.
get that?
I think we all, me especially, got a little carried away with that.
A little bit. So he's,
yeah, I used to argue it.
But I didn't start it, though. But it was when it comes to just...
It's a dumb argument.
Okay, all right, I lost, okay? You want to hear you say it? I lost, okay?
Yeah. He went Mark James
won't
on
break
us.
Me down?
He went Mark James on us. That's what he did. Yeah.
All right, so listen, so Gerald McCoy...
Yes.
Gets released today, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Too much money.
9 seasons,
yep.
6 Pro Bowls. Yeah, he was due to make $13 million.
Six more than Julian.
Yeah, it was due to make arguably one of their best players in franchise history,
right.
depending on who you talk to. They haven't made the playoffs in 11 years. Okay, he's been there 9 or whatever. So sure enough, I see his name come up as a possible landing spot with the Patriots.
And what was your first reaction?
Well, the first thing I did is like, oh, of course, because here's a guy who's never won, been highly successful, made a bunch of money.
Has never played in the playoffs.
Yeah, has generational money, right? Like over
$100 million.
So, okay, you're like, fine. All right, so who could he sign with?
New England?
No, well, first thing I said is, who's got the cap space to sign him?
Well, there are teams that have the cap space. Indianapolis has, I think, 50, 60 million.
They have the most.
Cleveland has maybe 12, 15,
yep.
something like that.
Yep.
So there are teams that can sign him, but here's the bottom line on this. If you're looking at all of the teams next season, Cleveland could be very good. Indianapolis
Cleveland
could be very good.
Cleveland wants to sign everybody.
Okay, right. Okay. They could all be good. But who do we know is going to be in the mix? Who can we go to where he's guaranteed that he's going to play in his first playoff game? I think it's a simple one. It's New England. So the question comes back to him. Is he willing to take an undervalued contract to do something at age 31 that he may never get the opportunity to do? He may be on the rocking chair at 85 sitting there going, I made lots of money, but I never played in the postseason.
See, I think...
See, it comes down to that.
My feeling when I heard it was he's too good. Like, Dominic and Sue, maybe. But this guy's too good. Because, yeah, listen, what kind of team-friendly deal are we talking about
here? Oh, it's really friendly.
Like,
with
$3 million?
Oh,
yeah.
It's free.
No. I'm just, right? Okay,
it's
so
free.
So, okay, so a team like
free
Indy
biscuits.
That might say, okay, maybe not top dollar free agency money, but we could still pay you $10 million, $9 million, and we got a good team. Like, listen, they're going to be a playoff team. You could say the same. Texans have a ton of cash. Cleveland's got a ton of cash. The Titans have a ton of cash. So, I mean, I'd like to go to New England and play, but not for $2 million when I know I can get $9 million.
Okay, so
he is too good for a guy that I think to come here. Dominican Sue's a different story.
See, I disagree with you. First of all, he's 31 and he's running out of chances. This could be his last chance
mm-hmm.
because the next contract could be at 33 and he could be washed up.
Mm-hmm.
So at 31 right now, this is his last opportunity. He's one injury away from calling it, see you later, good night. To me, the difference between $9 million and let's say the incentive to make $3.5 or $4 million is nothing after taxes. For him, a guy that's made well over $100 million bucks. So if he wants to go for the money, the higher price, then I understand some people do that. I'm not sure he's going to get both.
Well,
I'm not sure he's going to get
both. You sit there and say, well, do you really want to go? And you're getting older. We have a nice controlled environment half the time. You know, it's going to be 72. We're in a dome. You just came from Tampa. You want to go to New England? You want to go to Cleveland where every single game you're going to freeze your ass off? When was the last time you've done that consistently? Come here. We're going to give you $9 million. Don't go there and make $2 million.
Freeze your ass off when you go outdoors.
We got a good team.
When you're not playing the
sport. No, I'm just saying, there's other good teams.
Well,
it's not
a lot of money. We're not talking about a guy who's going to sign a $100 million contract or even a $75 million contract.
About 3 and 30.
Yeah, he's
guaranteed
better.
20. He's 30 years old.
Okay, and what are the chances you're going to win? I'm going
in
where,
Indy? Pretty good.
You know, Is it better in New England?
Sure.
Yes.
But they only give me 3 and 9.
Well, so you know what you do. You do the
three
NBA.
Per year.
You do the NBA. So Ndamukong Suh made 14.
Guys still like money. I don't care how much you make.
Yeah, and I agree with you because you're sitting there going,
you're
okay.
You're thinking it from your point of view.
I'll do a deal.
Athletes still like money. It's like, I made $100 million. Good, I want to make two.
Yeah. You know? It's crazy. People think that these guys, and I think what he's a victim of is how much he's made in the past. So going from 13 to 5, you sit there and go, oh, hell no.
I want my money.
No. As much as I want to win and as important it is to me, taking a $6 million haircut is not where it's at. So what I would do is maybe do a one-year deal. I would do 1 year, and I would like play my ass off. I'd be 32 when the season's over. And try and figure it out there because I just don't buy it. So Ndamukong Suh made $14 million last year. So Ndamukong Suh was a number 2 pick in the draft in 2010.
Well, McCoy was number 3. Super Bowl, though.
Okay, but
McCoy's
still
in a totally different position,
100%
guys.
Agree.
He's
so
never
how much
sniffed
is that?
The playoffs.
Okay, so you're McCoy. You have all this money. Nobody in your life, your kids, your grandkids, no one's going to have to worry about money. Okay? How much is that worth you? How much is that possibility, because it's not a guarantee, how much of that is just a possibility to win, to play for a championship, how much is that worth
okay,
you?
Okay, so you know as well as I do that there are different guys out there. I don't know this guy. None of us do. Is he a guy that looks at it? And you know, Lou, what happens is money becomes pride. It becomes respect for guys. It's like a scorecard, okay?
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's looking at that.
Saying.
Maybe he's looking at how much money he's making right now, and he's saying, I don't want it out there that I'm making $3.5 million or 3.5 guaranteed with maybe to make 4.5 or 5. Maybe he's one of those guys. Or maybe he's a guy that's looking at it saying, I've had a great career. I made a lot of money. I still could continue on having a great career. In the end, I'm still going to make more money than most guys have ever played in football.
Way.
And yet I can get to
that
the
way.
But he's never played in a playoff game.
Keyshawn Johnson, yeah, I don't want to play for free. You'll take a discount.
He's not playing for free. Stop it. He's not playing for free.
But technically, you are still playing football. And I know, and I think most people know, McCoy is going to get paid. Someone's going to pay him. There's a bunch of teams.
I
would say Philly.
Good.
There's too many teams, and the Bills can pay him, Houston, Indianapolis.
Teams.
I would say Indy, with all that cap space, with the culture that they're building in Indy and the type of players that they are bringing in there, indoor environment, good kicker, good coach, quarterback, in a division that you're now getting more comfortable winning in, I'd say, okay, we can have a chance to win, and you're going to pay me?
Yeah, let's see how much of it's guaranteed, though.
Oh, geez, now we're breaking down contracts.
No, I'm serious, though. It's the whole package that really counts.
My thing is that he's too good. He might be a member of the Patriots, just maybe at 33, 34. He's a contract away from maybe going to New England.
Well, that's a good point.
But he's just free now. He's too good. There's too many teams that have cap space that he could play for. He's going to get his money. The reason why I say Ndamukong Suh is because, unlike this guy who's been a free agent now for about a few hours, Ndamukong Suh's been a free agent now all year.
Right.
And there's no takers.
He's working out in Boston right
so
now.
I'm just saying, but he, you know, if this guy was been a free agent for the last 4 months, oh, okay. But he's been a free agent for a couple hours. Someone's going to give him a crap load of cash. And he's going to a playoff team. Now, they have a better chance of winning it than the Patriots? No. So when this contract wears out in 2 or 3 years, maybe at 33, 34, he'll be a member of the Patriots for a year.
Give me a guy at his level, his status, that wasn't traded here, that didn't, that wasn't drafted, a guy that was a free agent, was released, we're not talking about a fake haircut, and he's just bragging about it, okay? Like, he took it even though they didn't offer him any more, that legitimately took less to come here and play for 1 year.
Come for New England?
No, that was a free agent that, honest to God, really walked away from more money to play for the Patriots. Give me a name.
Christian, I agree with you that most guys are going to take the money, and he's probably going to take the money as well. But I think he's in a unique situation, and that he's made well over $100 million, and he's never played in a playoff game. Forget about a Super Bowl. He has never played in a single playoff game his entire career.
See, I
think if you went through your entire career,
I know,
and did
but it
that.
Doesn't matter. I for a long period of time, I was doing that. I was in the league 6 years.
How was that working out for you?
Well, but it didn't matter. I still wasn't gonna take. I still wasn't gonna take twice as less, just for pride.
What does that say about New England?
Right, I did. But what does it say about the Patriots? Like, listen, we're just gonna take advantage of you.
He's still too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'm serious.
No, your point.
Two more, three more years.
Your point about that 30 right, is a good one.
He's 31 right now. He just turned in February. To go somewhere, sign your three-year deal, $35-40 million Get
let
whatever.
Let them
and then
overpay
we know that
you.
Third year is not going to be guaranteed. They're going to guarantee the first two. And at 33, Gerald McCoy plays the D-tackle.
You know, I know everybody loves the Cleveland Browns. They seem to be the in-team right now that everybody is saying, wow.
Haven't won.
But,
crap.
But they're almost right now first-year coach. Yeah, think about this. First-year coach. They're going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they're going
to
win the whole thing.
Oh, good. I'll take a bet on that one.
They're going to win the whole thing.
They are,
Mark James
they are amassing far too many of these high-profile players. And I'm not sure that's going to work.
No, all those personalities usually mix year one.
I'm not sure that's going to work. Good luck.
Well, actually, well, you know what? You could argue that maybe it did in St. Louis. Brought in a lot of different dudes, right?
St. Louis.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Oh, Los Angeles. You're still doing that?
It's man, the opposite.
Wow.
You
know what I mean.
You got to move on with some of these. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for Out of Context Quotes from Glenn Ordway. Here's Glenn.
My body is your party, baby. Nobody's invited but you, baby. My second job, reading porn stories. Well,
I think the key would be to try to figure out exactly what you were talking about.
I have the context.
Hold on, let me guess. Yeah. Do you have an...
obviously, we're reading something.
My body is your party, baby. Nobody's invited but you, baby.
Damn.
Let me guess, Kraft at the Day Spa.
No, way
no?
back.
No? What was it?
Way, way back. You were reading Ciara lyrics.
Oh.
Do we have, is that an actual, that, no. So it's a song from Ciara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I like
you got that all down?
You like this? Good? I like this.
Baby,
like
put good. Your phone like down. You should turn it off.
What difference does it make?
People in like the zone. Don't people stop. Say,
you have a million of these, by the way.
Whatever.
Like, you have a million of them.
Every time you do, we sort of look back.
Yeah, like, we clip it.
But people do this all the time,
right
though.
Right there.
They
no,
take you out
right
of,
there.
They take you out of context with everything you
no.
say anyway.
And then send it to people?
On the radio?
No.
I don't believe it.
Well, just the latest.
People take things we say and they use it out of context. I don't believe that's never happened.
No.
Never.
Stop.
No one would
stop.
Ever get suspended for that either.
Every single day.
Yeah, nobody would ever take them out of context and send it to advertisers either.
No.
They would never do
that. Why would you write a column every single day?
Let's go, Bruins. Oh,
it could be very damaging to somebody and somebody's career and somebody's life,
no.
right? Because if you're taking out of context, it is not said in the original way that it was intended.
Is that what it means?
Asian that is wrong.
Is that what context means?
That is what it means.
Oh, my God.
Or as Roger Clemens used to say,
the show.
You're taking me out of content. You know, remember
content?
That's what he used to say. He used to say that.
You know, what do you think about the scrimmage that they're holding the Bruins are
I think
hold.
It's a great idea.
Right?
Terrific. Columbus did it a couple weeks
Columbus,
ago.
Columbus, when he sailed the Ocean
no,
Blue?
No, the Blue Jackets. Which has
well.
Nothing to do with Columbus.
Is that a different Columbus?
Yeah, different Columbus.
So you tell me it doesn't work then.
Columbus. It doesn't work. So, yeah, they get they only get 5,000. They'll pack the place.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
You were wondering what they were going to do. You were curious to how they were going to break up the monotony of just life without a game.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing. So, what is it? What is it? Thursday night. This is what's cool. So, you can purchase tickets for $20 a piece with proceeds going to the Boston Bruins Foundation.
They got a better deal in there, though.
Tickets will cost $10 for season ticket holders.
$10 so for parking.
That was my next line. Okay, can you just relax a little bit?
Do you know
okay?
what parking
you
normally
do
is?
All the talking on the
$260
show.
Normally.
I won't go to games because of that.
It's expensive as hell.
What I really wish they would have was some sort of portal where they could just take me from my house straight to the arena where I didn't have to deal with the crowds and the people and the tickets and all that other stuff.
No,
that's
good.
What I really
I like
want.
This. So what, the Garden holds about what, 17?
Yeah, almost 18.
How many do they get?
11, 12.
I would have said 12.
Something like that.
The
bonds
are I would have said 12.
They go get a lot of kids.
They go on sale at 3 o'clock. No, I'm guessing
this afternoon.
BostonBruins.com.
Yeah.
So the tickets are going on sale at 3 p.m. Just go to their website with only 4 tickets per person. So whatever. The Eastern Conference Champs. Okay,
call
so they're going
a
to be.
Name. You know
here's
how, to get around
here's
to
how it's going
to
work. So they're going to split the teams into two teams. Team white versus team black.
Why are you surprised by that?
Why not gold? Why not golden?
Like two teams. How about three teams?
Yeah, well, two teams. They
that'd be
play
great.
Each other.
Two 25-minute periods. So here's what we're doing. I don't know if you heard about this yet.
I want the Tuca team.
Here's what we're doing. We are actually going to call the game.
Who's going to call you? You're going to do the play-by-play.
You don't have the rights to call the game. What are we going to call it? Off of TV? Illegally?
Don't listen. Just don't ask any questions. Just get in and enjoy the ride. You must have been such a bore as a kid. Like when I was looking for something to get into, maybe TP some houses, whatever, do some bad things
it's
as a kid.
Illegal. Keying cars.
You would always be like, well, why do we just get in?
What if we get caught?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what?
We won't
here's
be able
what
to
it
play
is.
This weekend.
The slowest runner, the slowest guy always gets caught. Yep. And who do you think? Can you imagine him running away from the cops?
Get caught in a branch.
Yep.
Stuck.
Rerun got arrested
trips
again.
Over his shoelaces.
Yep. That's the way it always is.
Are you down for that?
Sure. Whatever you want.
And we'll also
a team player. Whatever you want to do.
Another announcement.
Good.
Program note. We are officially doing the how well we haven't this is a working title.
Okay.
How well does Lou know Rocky?
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you.
Can
what
we
time are we gonna
quotes?
Give a? We're gonna give not now.
Why are you
I'm
making
give you a
all
couple
of the
teasers.
Announcements at one time here?
I'm gonna give you a teaser. What
well,
time are we gonna do the teaser?
You
want those quarter hours?
What do you want to do? It.
You know what this is called? This
me
is
taking
called
over.
Short attention span. Let
exactly.
me run down all. Why don't you throw another announcement
no, it's
out
good.
There?
Another announcement.
We're giving away a pair of tickets to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals
Jesus,
on Friday.
Now we just
throw that one
out there.
You're finally doing your job.
Every one of the announcements at one time.
So do you? When do you want to? When do you want to?
Can't retain the information. That's the problem.
I'm not sure how good you're going to be at this.
Okay.
So, I actually, after yesterday, when you missed yesterday's answer,
I know.
I kind of was like talking to Ryan, like, I don't know if we want to embarrass him. What if, like, he talks a big game, but he can't deliver?
To which I said, of course we want to embarrass him.
Okay.
Yes.
So
why wouldn't we do
we're
it?
We're going to give you a teaser, a little test. We're not going
to
do it now.
That was just to raise the odds.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, so this
throw
is,
you off the scent.
Just screwing with your handicap.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is the way you play golf,
like, yeah,
huh?
I get,
now
two,
I
get two cards.
I'm afraid!
One says 8, one says 18.
Christian, to be honest with you, I don't think this is an easy game for him to play. As much as he's into all the Rocky movies, the problem is unless you're specifically naming... Yeah, unless you're specifically naming certain boxers from different ones, it's difficult. Here, don't you think?
No, that's easy.
Don't get too cocky.
Here's what he's going to have to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what are you
saying? Like Curtis and Mutt.
I mean, are you going to?
Oh yeah, I'm going to get all the questions.
You can't sit there and say, okay, which one was Clubber Lang in? You know, I mean, Drago.
Okay, good luck.
No, here's what he's going to have to do.
I hope you fail miserably.
He's going to have to one. Okay, it's going to be a two-parter.
Ooh, what do you mean two-parter?
Well, each soundbite is going to be a two-parter.
One,
the first part. The first part is going to be named the movie, which number it is.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Okay,
then.
The second one is going to, you're going to have to finish the line.
Or the next line. I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to hear, you're going
so
to
can
hear.
I ask you quick?
Sure.
Is this 1 through 5?
Yes.
Is Rocky Balboa included? Are the Creeds included?
Technically,
this is
hold on. Hold on. Everything is included.
With the rules
if you're a Rocky guy, you're a Rocky guy. Creed is also included. Creed 2 is included.
It's the same series.
Okay? It's all the same things, same characters.
So, 8 of them.
Yes. You said you were awesome at it.
I'm in.
I mean, now how much of an Italian are you if you can't name all the lines from Rocky?
If you fail this. You are no longer Italian. Yeah.
So when do you want to do it, Glenn?
Clarence Clearwater Revival.
Give me a couple
that's all
in,
I can
in
say.
About an hour, whatever.
Okay,
4:30,
you want to do it? Okay, 3:30
tomorrow. We're doing it 3:30 tomorrow.
We're doing. No, I'm going to give him a tester.
Is it Clarence?
He's going to have a teaser slash tester
right,
at 3:30.
Yeah. All right, and then we'll do it tomorrow.
And then we'll see. Yeah. And then I want you to make the decision. Based on how he does, you decide whether we should do it.
I think
I want
pretty
you
good
involved
Rocky.
Somehow.
He talks about the Rocky movie.
But
I think
couldn't get the clip from yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it's easy. As I said, see, he's cocky. He's sitting there going, oh, yeah, it's not that difficult. I think it's more difficult.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really worried about it.
Okay, you're not worried about it.
Okay, 3:30. 3:30, we'll give you that.
I'm not really worried about it.
Okay.
Huh. All right, so
amazing. You heard the questions. Do you think they're easy?
Isn't it amazing with this confidence? With this confidence, Donnie Sadler beat him out with the Red Sox.
I would say I heard them all.
Yeah,
I heard them all. We went through all of them.
Tough?
Yes.
All right, we'll see.
But someone who's good at it should know. All right, sorry. 3:30.
Can we get into the Golden State Warriors last night?
That
made pretty impressive. So they're down Kevin Durant.
They were doing a hockey thing.
No Iguodala.
That was news.
That was just news. He was just giving you the latest.
Giving you information.
I wanted to talk more about whether the layoff concerns you.
we'll get to that.
Okay,
that's
every time I turn the radio on, someone's talking about, I don't know, the layoff concern you? For like the 17th time in a day. And we'll do that in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
It
concerns you, but there's nothing you can do about it. You have no choice, right?
There are some things you can do.
No, the scrimmage is not going to mean anything.
That's what they're doing.
Scrimmage.
Crowd noise. Circumstances are tough.
Anthem.
The Pacers do it.
So no Kevin Durant. no Iguodala last night, and no Cousins. He's been gone for the last couple of weeks. And they sweep the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, they're good.
And
a little bit.
And so you brought this up yesterday. Are the Golden State Warriors better without Kevin Durant? Now, Kevin Durant, unlike Kyrie, Kevin Durant, you could argue that he's the best player or the second best player in that league, right?
Okay.
And it's the dumbest thing you could throw out there to say they are a better team without Kevin Durant. Now, here's what you can say. They have other great players who are taking their game to the next level and filling in some of what they lose with Kevin Durant, mainly Draymond Green. Draymond Green has been the best player right now in the postseason.
Pretty good.
He's been unbelievable. Another triple-double last night.
Yeah.
And his defense is stifling. He has been, and he's playing at an energy level. I don't know how the hell he plays at that same level.
So here's the thing. So this goes back to maybe the better argument was Kevin Durant going to Golden State just took another great player away from a team that could beat him.
Yes.
Because they didn't need him. Because by him going there, you did. You saw less of Curry. Less of Draymond. It's just the way it is. I mean, you got a guy there that's one of the arguably the best player in the game. So he goes there, and he's going to take from these guys. They can't all continue to do what they're doing. Draymond can't continue to do what he's doing now without Kevin Durant. So the biggest benefit was you took Kevin Durant, so now he can't go to a team to beat you. It's like you're just hoarding him. That's all.
Yeah. See, I see
but
this.
I think they're just as good without him.
And I would say so. So Steph Curry, just use him, okay? So you're saying Kevin Durant is one of the best top three players in the NBA. Fair?
Yes.
Top three. Steph Curry freaking looks like the best player in the NBA.
Without Kevin Durant.
So I would say similar to what's happened to Kevin Durant has happened to some of the Celtics. So Kevin Durant comes in, and he's such a stud that he just overshadows everyone. And then the thing about the Warriors as opposed to the Celtics, Steph Curry allowed it to happen. He deferred his chances. He deferred his opportunity to be one of the best to ever play the game because it's obvious in four games, the guy's averaging 36.5 points. It's like the most ever in the four games. The Western Conference Finals, this guy is dominating.
How do you know
how not good he would if Durant was never on that team? Do you think they'd still go to five straight?
No, probably not.
Who's going to beat him?
Because I think Durant
makes it... He wasn't
going
to stay in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but Durant makes it a lot...
He might have gone somewhere else to beat you, though.
Right. It makes it a lot easier. And as Lou said, he would have been on another really good team that could have challenged you.
Well, that's the biggest benefit.
But Draymond Green's the same way. Draymond Green is willing to play. And it's all about playing that role. So all season long, he's willing to do the dirty work, right? And be that guy. Suddenly, Durant is out, and they're sitting there saying to him, you need to be more. You need to give us more points. You need to give us 18.
Yeah, but he's always had it
26,
in him.
But he doesn't do it.
And same with Steph.
Right, but they all give in to the other guys.
If he wasn't,
what do you think Klay Thompson could average every single night if he's playing for another team?
Okay, so you sit there. Okay, so Kevin, they were fine without Kevin Durant.
Yes.
They were fine without him.
Yes.
But they're better with him.
Okay, I'm not going to debate you. Yes, but I think what is curious, which is an interesting topic, is how the careers and the legacies have changed for Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
Okay, that's interesting.
To me is interesting because if Durant was never there, who's to say that Steph Curry wouldn't go down in history as one of the top five to ever play the game?
Okay, and stay with your legacy stuff. And what does it all mean in the next couple weeks, two or three weeks, if they win the whole thing without Kevin Durant? What does it mean to his legacy?
Nothing.
Interesting, Broussard.
To whose legacy, Durant?
Nothing.
But Broussard tweeted this out. If Warriors win title without KD, does that diminish his two rings? Okay? Kevin Durant's, this is Broussard again, worst nightmare is coming true. Players around the league tell me they're putting an asterisk by Durant's two championships. And, of course, Kevin Durant cannot help himself, and he responds to it. I see a little exaggeration there, buddy. My worst nightmare? ? You sure that this is the worst that it can get? And he follows it up, you right. Let me chill before my sensitivity flare up. You real one, bro.
I don't think it says anything about Durant. Again, I go back to that is a loaded basketball team. The Golden State Warriors are one of the best dynasties. They're going, five straight? First time since 66?
Since the old Celtics.
Okay.
So in a totally different era, as you know, free agency era.
I think they do it without Durant, too.
I think they can win this.
No, if they never went there. What I'm saying is, LeBron James, this year he's hurt, whatever. arguably the greatest player in the league. If he had joined Golden State, right? This is what we're talking about. That they would have been unstoppable, whatever, right? They're still a great team. If he was to get hurt and they were to win without him, is that a knock on LeBron? No, I think what it says is that that's how good the Golden State team was before they even showed up.
Yeah, I hear you, but I think the perception is going to be much different.
So Kevin Durant's going to go from, what, the second, third best player in the league if Golden State wins without him to, what, the 10th?
No.
So what are we talking about?
I think what they're going to do, and I think Broussard is onto something, is the media is going to look at it differently. So he's going to get up and leave at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And people are going to say, well, it doesn't really affect Golden State much anyway, because now they're going to re-sign Thompson. They'll probably re-sign Cousins. He can help them out next year. And then he moves on to the next. Suddenly, he's got a rough road to hoe in New York with that Knicks team. It's going to change the image of Durant. He still is probably the best or second or third best player in the league, but he's not going to win the way he was winning out there.
Of course not.
And the one,
because his team's not going to be as good.
And the one, right.
That was the whole, goes back right. to the, when he joined that team. You said, they don't need you. They don't need you. So instead of going to a team that might have a chance to beat them, you joined a team that doesn't need you. And I think they're proving that they don't.
Correct.
But so, that's but not you, about him. It's about how good that team was before he joined it.
I hear you're giving the reality. I'm giving you what the perception is going to be. And the media is already pouncing on it. You can see Broussard's doing that. He goes to New York. He struggles after leaving Golden State when they won, when he was injured and he couldn't play. And that is going to hurt the perception out there. He's still one of the great players in the game, but it's going to look different. And I tell you, the problem with that is that when Durant plays for that team and they're playing at a high level, it is so easy for them. This has not been easy. If you look at these four games, and I know they had to blow it in game two, but they were down. Weren't they down 15, 17 points in that game before coming back and winning big? This has not been easy for them. They are fighting for every single possession. That's the difference. You have Kevin Durant. You're not fighting for every single possession.
Mm.
You're not. I mean, he makes them a much better team. It's another weapon.
Well, we should come back.
I don't know. You
should hear, see what Charles Barkley commented on this whole Steph Curry situation.
All right, we will do it coming up next.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.